This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, we finished the day yesterday with a lot of red on our market screens, and I think we're probably looking to South America for the reason there. Could you explain, please?
Well, a couple different things going on. Obviously, we continue to watch the weather. That's still the main front burner issue, and longer range forecasts, again, still kind of coming into play. But, you know, we got to see what happened with Argentina yesterday. They devaluated their peso against the U.S. dollar. So what's that do that bring that makes the price available to the Argentina farmer jump significantly in value? Therefore, it brings more beans supposedly into the pipeline, more competition against U.S. beans. Now, this has been rumored for a couple days. I do think that was the weakness for basically yesterday and the day before. And it's probably keeping the rally a little bit limited here again today, despite the strength across all the markets in general. That also comes into play also in the corn market. Plus, at the same time, corn market, we still got this mental picture, the sentiment of a heavier supply in front of us here. You know, we tried to get back up through that March 485 window, failed there again today, so it seems like just a ceiling over top of this market. You know, we are still holding gains, supported by wheat, supported by just the money flow in the commodity space, but prices just look a little bit soft right in this window here from going into the end of the year, unless we get some news to make this market want to do something different.
That was John Heimberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 480.25. January soybeans up 3 even at 1310.5. On the Merc, December live cattle up 25 cents at 167.20. January feeder cattle up $2.17 at 219.55. February lean hogs up $3.70 at 70.42. February pork cutout down 72 cents at 81.72. And Class 3 milk down 2 cents at $16.19. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.